Around 20 months ago now, my wife and I started this great journey serving with these hunter-gatherers that we just talked about. We love them. I have come to understand with a sense of certainty, as certain, for me at least, as certainty gets, the words that are found in the Doctrine and Covenants in section 38, where it talks about the Lord saying, "My eyes are upon you, and I am in your midst. You cannot see me, but you soon shall, and know that I am, for the veil will soon be rent." I believe that with all my heart. I have many evidences of that. Weekly, I get to read letters of missionaries that are out helping me. Just another evidence. Let's share one. About 2 months ago now, a young man connected with some sister missionaries on Facebook. Interesting, we knocked on his door, and no one was interested, but all of a sudden through Facebook, this young man was interested, carried on a conversation with the sister for a little while, and then they actually got to meet him at church. He was baptized. He immediately took to the teachings, kept his covenants or his commitments, was baptized within about a month and a week of the first meeting, and became a faithful member of the church. Interesting that he said, "I don't know how you have found me, if you hadn't found me through this kind of medium." Well, he joins the church, and things are going well. He's a wonderful, faithful member. In fact, some of the missionaries that we just sent in the area got to go with him on exchanges recently. One of them was my former assistant. I talked to him, so this guy's amazing. He said, "We went just the other night, and we sat down with some people, and he shared his testimony in the Book of Mormon. And it was more powerful than anything we could have done as missionaries. They got to hear it from a 21-year-old young man who really was speaking from his heart." That's a great story, and enough evidence for me to know that the Lord's eyes are upon us. He found this young man and was able to provide for him what he needed and was looking for. But there's a little bit more. This last week, we got a call from some sister missionaries that were first involved in helping this young man join the church, only to tell us that he had been killed in a car accident in Mississippi just this week. You think about that for a minute. Think the Lord's eyes are upon us. They are in our midst. They understand our needs. They know the frailty of this human life. What's the difference now for that young man going forward in his eternal progression because of a decision made less than 2 months ago and the way he embraced the teachings of the gospel? What's he doing now? He's not waiting for 7 or 10 years for us to get this kind of work done or somebody to find him up there. He's actively teaching the gospel. Interesting also, his mother is Buddhist, his father is Catholic, not interested at all at the time. Pretty interested now. The missionaries are going to be teaching them next week. They want to know a little bit about where their son is and what this afterlife that we profess to understand is all about. The Lord is with us in this work. I bear my testimony. His eyes are upon us. If we'll do his work, he'll help us. And I bear this testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.